following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 3. Doing it live on August 19th, 2018. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus. You find all information about me and the show at stonerjesus.net. A lot of shit going on tonight. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, of course, you know, we're streaming Hour 1. We do a two-hour show every Sunday night. We stream the first hour live for free on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. What we're doing right now. Of course, you can find all of these linked at the Stoner Jesus Show live page on stonerjesus.net. Check out past episodes there, social media links, all of our social media links at stonerjesus.net. Follow us in many places, sign up for the mailing list, all of that shit you can do. Also, if you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com, of course, as well as you can become a disciple of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. We're hardcore fans of the show. There's a group for them on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on there. Of course, if you want the full 2 hours of every show, the only way to get hour two in its entirety on video is to become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. $5 a month, you get all the chapter and verse shows, full video, HD video glory, at least since I think like chapter 28 was when we switched cameras. But the other ones are good too. Just all good shit. Support the show. Get a bunch of shows. Get every show in full video. All that stuff. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Tonight, we got all kinds of shit going on. We have a YouTube giveaway announcement. We'll get to that momentarily. Also, Profiles in Death on Aretha Franklin. That's in the first hour. Also in the first hour, a little earlier today, I interviewed David Harris of Dave'sCustomMedia.com. He's a member of the Church of Satan. He does fetish custom porn. Dave's Customs XXX. On Twitter. If you want to follow, go to davescustommedia.com. Is it Dave Customs? Customs or custom? Damn it! I had that wrong. Hold on. Stand by. Stand by. I got it written down. Stand by. davescustommedia.com. Talk more about that in the interview that I'm going to play coming up. All that in the first hour. And then the second hour, a ton of celebrity news, other stories like, people getting surgeries to look like their Snapchat filters. What the fuck is going on? I don't know. But something's going on. We'll go get on to that. All up in that, if you will, in hour two. Also coming up, a very bold heist took place. Talk about that as well. Actually, we'll go ahead and do that one now because it's very, very important. And then we'll get to the YouTube giveaway. Ramen noodle heist in Georgia. That's right, bitch. Ramen noodles. This is from Fox5Atlanta.com. Fayette County deputies are investigating a string of thefts that included 5 car break-ins, 1 stolen motorcycle, and 1 high-dollar heist of ramen noodles. Nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles was sitting in a large trailer parked at a Chevron store on Georgia Highway 85 North. Deputies say the 53-foot trailer was carrying noodle freight. Carrying the noodle freight was stolen between July 25th and August 1st. Boy, that's quite a gap in their reckoning. Sheriff said the trailer was secured at the time. So $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. Or ramen, isn't a pack of ramen noodles worth less than a dollar? So there was more than 100,000 packs of ramen noodles in that truck? That seems excessive. But I guess if you're going to send ramen noodles and it's going to be profitable in the least, well, you got to send a lot of them. I guess that's what they were doing. So big ups to you, man. Somebody's eating a ton of fucking ramen tonight or selling them on the black market or something. Good for you, motherfucker. You really got your shit together. You really, really do. Now, big YouTube giveaway announcement. This is the first time announcing it anywhere. There's been no page on sternjesus.net. There will be a page on sternjesus.net, of course, with the YouTube giveaway that I'm going to announce right now. It's going to have, you know, the links, all that shit, details, pictures. It'll have a clip from this show of me talking about the giveaway here coming up. And all of that, I'm missing one. I'm fucking missing one. God damn it. Where's the other one? There it is. The coolest looking one. I have the coolest looking one. Oh, thank you, nextbardo.com. We'll talk about them in a minute. But anyway, the clip of me on this show talking about the giveaway will also be embedded on the page on stonerjesus.net. I always do giveaway pages on stonerjesus.net. And, of course, if you'd be able to go there, you'll be able to bookmark it. We'll do it a month, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. The point is trying to get people to go to the Stoner Jesus Show YouTube page and subscribe and check out the videos and all that. So, the graphic up here, the official YouTube giveaway announcement brought to you by nextbardo.com. Here's what you need to do. Like I said, there'll be a page up on sternjesus.net. You'll get all the details, links, all that stuff. That's where most of you are going to be seeing me talking about this, is on that page. First thing we need to do is you got to go to YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's how I'm going to pick the winners. I'm going to pick the winners. There's going to be five winners, five different products from nextbardo.com. They're all going to be subscribers, which you see we're not doing all that great right now, 227 subscribers. That's the purpose of this giveaway. We've gained traction, and we're on many, many platforms. We're trying to get YouTube going. It's soon to be the second most popular website in the world. It's going to surpass Facebook here soon. So go subscribe right there, TheStonerJesus420 on Twitter. That YouTube page is also linked at stonerjesus.net. It says StonerJesus on YouTube. You find us there. I've been posting a lot of videos from that page up on Twitter. You can find us that way as well. Or search right there, TheStonerJesus420 on YouTube and subscribe. That is how you're going to be able to win. Now, saying, hey, what's this? Who's this Next Bardo character? You know, of course, Next Bardo is a great sponsor of the show, longtime sponsor of the show. You find their banner on stonerjesus.net, or you can go to their website, nextbardo.com. You see it there. They have bongs, dab rigs, hand pipes, grinders, rolling accessories, clearance stuff. You see all their customer reviews, all of that stuff going on. You see there at the top, free shipping on domestic orders over $20, free gift with all orders over $50, of course, 21 and older. Please, as I say in the commercial, it says right there, you must be 21 years old to check out nextbardo.com. Check out all of the great stuff they have there. For your first order, use code STONERJESUS. That's code STONERJESUS, all one word, in caps. Code STONERJESUS, get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. You see right there, if you're watching the video, they have all kinds of dopeness to check out. And I'll show you momentarily what they have given us for the YouTube giveaway. So, we'll show a little bit more of what they have, what you can find. You can find all that stuff at nextbardo.com. They are sponsoring this giveaway, so thank you to them. Now, you know what to do. Subscribe to the YouTube channel with TheStonerJesus420 on YouTube. You know who is giving away these awesome products, nextbardo.com. All that's going to be linked on the page on stonerjesus.net. Now, on to the most important part. What can you win by being a subscriber to the Stoner Jesus Show YouTube channel? Well, you can win this. I believe these are called monkey pipes. See, this is a portable pipe. Just like that. Very small. You can hardly see it. Pop it open. Bam. For tobacco use only, of course. I have three of those. One looks like that. One, then they have different designs. This one has like the black part. This one has like the silver part. Screens will come with it as well. So that's three winners right there. Picked at random from subscribers on YouTube. We'll go with this one. You win this. This is a monkey pipe from Jet Pal to be found on nextbardo.com. There you see it right there. That's what it looks like on the other side, basically. Keep your tobacco there in that part. Put this back on. You flip this open. You have a little chamber there. A little chamber fill. Like that. Bam. Has a nice woodsy taste. Somebody's going to win that. Last but not least, again, all these are from nextbardo.com. Check out the banner on sternjesus.net. Another pipe, the same cool eye design. You see there, it has a little snake design where you can see the smoke going back from the chamber to the part you go out, you smoke out of. You see the little snake trail that the smoke makes with this. Someone will win that as well. Five winners. YouTube giveaway. Become a subscriber. The Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. It's linked, as I said, on stonerjesus.net. Of course, the Next Bardo YouTube giveaway page that's soon to be, as I record this, soon to be up on stonerjesus.net. All the links to the Next Bardo, to the YouTube channel, all the pictures of all these things, everything, like I said, this clip from this show embedded on that page. Everything you need will be on one page to be a winner. The Next Bardo Stoner Jesus Show YouTube giveaway. It's going to be awesome, and I hope you all will participate. I said all you gotta do is become a subscriber. It's not a big deal. I would like if you would also, you know, check out the notifications and check out the videos and all that stuff. But just becoming a subscriber is enough at this point, and that is how I'll be able to choose a winner. So get on it. And I'll, of course, you know, I'll be promoting the hell over the length of the competition, the length of the giveaway on all my social media networks. All those are linked to stonerjesus.net. Coming up, we're going to have my interview from today with David Harris from davescustommedia.com. Stand by. Damn, a little bit better. Losing my voice. We're barely into the show. Holy crap, this is the first segment of the first hour. Well, it did go kind of long, but not really. My interview with David Harris from earlier today, I'll play that next after the break. Check out davescustommedia.com. Check him out, davescustomsxxx on Twitter. Talked about a lot of stuff, Church of Satan, weed, fetish porn, the porn industry, fetish con, all kinds of shit in that interview. And then after that, we'll come back for the final segment of Hour 1, which we stream, of course, every Sunday night live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420, Hour 1 of a two-hour show. We have profiles in death on Aretha Franklin. As you know, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament, myself and St. Peter, up to many, many mucho shenanigans in that time when people pass away or have passed away and they have some connection, either myself or St. Peter or both. We tell those stories in a segment I call Profiles in Death. That'll round out Hour 1. Hour 2, again, celebrity news, all kinds of shit, Snapchat surgeries, classic bits, all of it coming. On the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 3. All past episodes, social media links, all that stuff can be found at stonerjesus.net. Make sure you go spread the word about stonerjesus.net. Thanks, everybody. Give us the hearts and stuff on Periscope. You're awesome. Retweet the show. All of that. It's how we spread the word about the awesomeness that's going on. Because there's so much. So much awesomeness. People need to know. Shout it from the rooftops. Or at least retweet it on Twitter. Whatever you feel the need to do. Stoner Jesus Show live. It's August 19th, 2018, Chapter 2, Verse 3. Coming up, my interview with David Harris, fetish porn maker, producer, a former podcaster, high-level member of the Church of Satan. All of that. He's all of those things. And all of that is coming up in my interview with him after this, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show. On CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, man, I'm really One Toke Over the Line. And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh. Sitting downtown in a railway
station, One Toke Over the Line. It's time to Hemp Resent, only on Cannabis Radio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Stoner Jesus Show. On the video chat, we have David Harris, Dave's Custom Triple X on Twitter, davescustommedia.com. Dave, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for taking the time to come on. I love having interesting people come on. I wanted to have you come on for a long time. We're getting this new video software and this technology going, so I'm able to do more interviews and talk to more people. And it actually looks professional, like I'm like I know what I'm doing here. So all that's good for me.
Yeah, this seems kind of neat, this little interface you've got going on here.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. I always said, and the people who listen to the show and watch the show know this, but I always said a million times, I'm never going to do video. I'm an audio podcast. I like radio. That's what I'm going to do. And here I am more than a year into video shows. I have to admit, this kind of stuff is pretty cool. It's stuff we couldn't do with the audio show. So I'm warming up to it, but I was forced into it anyway because that's the way of the internet, and people want video and they want to see this. They've clamored for this, so here we are. Stop clamoring. We're doing it.
It sucks when you're like me and you've got the perfect face for radio and people want to just see you.
Oh, yeah. I know the feeling. I don't get it. Personally, I've said this before, too. I don't get it. I don't know why you want to look at someone while they're talking, but for those of you who do, it's perfect for the audio podcast. You have that as well. Dave, before we get into, davescustommedia.com and all the stuff you're involved in, your new business and all that, you're also a member, a longstanding member, I imagine, of the Church of Satan. Can you tell us a little bit about the church and what got you involved and all that?
Yes. I've been involved with the Church of Satan since June of 2000. So 18 years I've been in the Church of Satan. I've been in the priesthood since 2004, and I've been a magister since 2007. Church of Satan is the world's first carnal religion. It's a religion of the flesh. We do not believe in any kind of spirituality. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There is no God. There is no Satan. Satanism is very much a religion of the here and now. It's an atheistic religion. We believe in ourselves. We believe ourselves to be our own God.
So what is you said some of your titles. What, I mean, obviously the Church of Satan is very individualistic and all that, but what there's some hierarchy there. Where are you in the hierarchy and what exactly does that entail?
As I said, I'm a magister in the church. It's a fourth degree Satanist. There are 5 degrees, the fifth being Magus, and there's only one Magus, and that's our high priest, Peter Gilmore. To draw an equivalency that your listeners and your viewers might understand, it's probably what I am is probably the Catholic equivalent of a cardinal.
Okay. Yeah, people hear the word church and they have a lot of, you know, presuppositions. I guess there's a lot of misconceptions about the Church of Satan, obviously, as well. The one you mentioned, people, when they hear the word, the name Church of Satan, they think, oh, well, you're worshiping Satan and all that. Is that the biggest misconception for the church?
That's easily the biggest misconception. Obviously, it's not true. The word Satan is a word that Christians actually appropriated from the Jews. Its literal translation means the adversary, one that stands in opposition. And that's what we are. We stand in opposition to any and all spiritual doctrines because they're all garbage. Again, this life is the only life that you have. And when the lights go out and the check gets paid, there's nothing else out there. So enjoy this life while you have it, because when you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah. I remember I was about 20, about 19 or 20, but I guess 1998. And the internet, I mean, we all know if we're old enough to remember what the internet was like in 1998. So I don't forget how I came across it, but I came across Church of Satan and Anton LaVey and the backstory and all that. And I heard about the Satanic Bible and I wanted to get a copy, but of course, you know, the public library is not exactly carrying the Satanic Bible. So in 1998, you had to go to Barnes & Noble. And I searched for it at Barnes & Noble, but they couldn't find it. So I had to go to the lady at the front desk and say that, could you order this for me? And to Barnes & Noble's credit, she was like, yeah, sure, that's absolutely fine. So they ordered it for me, and I got a copy of it, which someone stole a long time ago. But I remember reading it, and it's been a long time since I read it. And I remember the second half was more like, I don't know what the word would be. You would know better, obviously. More like metaphysical, mystical, that area. But like the first part of it is more of the concrete, pragmatic things that to me when I read it then and to this day seem very common sense. You know, they all spoke to me. I was already an atheist and, you know, I was raised Christian and I all knew all that was bullshit. So that's when I read the Satanic Bible and I've known about the church since then. It's been very interesting to follow along. And now in the age of social media, you got the big Twitter account, the Church of Satan, and that's gets a lot of attraction. And I also noticed that there's the what people may not know is a very newer version of quote unquote Satanism. And obviously, you can speak to this after I'm done with my spiel. But the Satanic Temple is getting a lot of play in the news, and there's been a lot of back and forth on Twitter because I follow both on Twitter. when did the Satanic Temple come into play, and what exactly is, I guess, the beef, to use a popular vernacular, between the Church of Satan and the newer Satanic Temple?
The Satanic Temple was, to my knowledge, they're not Satanists. What they are is they're a political activist organization that's sort of using the notion of Satanism as a prop to further their political agenda. That's really what we're opposed to. Because there is no satanic political agenda, as much as the conspiracy theorists would like to have you believe. Because Satanism is such an individual philosophy, no two Satanists will have the same political philosophy. What one Satanist might find appeasing to themselves politically, another one might find abhorrent. So to sit there and sort of put forth the notion of a unified satanic political agenda is just absurd and stupid. And we're patently against it. These guys are trolls. They're a bad version of the Yes Men. And yeah, that's really all I have to say about them.
Yeah, it seems, and again, I'm not an expert, obviously, but it seems there's a more anything that moves more towards collectivism and grouping and stuff like that, I've always been opposed to. If my political philosophy could be described as anything, it's anti-collectivist, individualist, and it seems like they do a lot for the purposes of, you know, gathering attention and stuff. And it seems like the Church of Satan really is not involved in that at all. You guys don't, you know, you don't recruit or anything like that. You just are, and if people want to join, they can, and if they, you know, they don't, they can move on, obviously.
Exactly. We don't proselytize. We don't recruit. If we put the literature and the philosophy out there for people to find, and if it resonates with you and you feel as though you identify with it, then the church is there for you to join. And if you don't, then don't. It's really that simple.
Yeah, I definitely say, even if people aren't interested in the actual church, if you're interested in a good story, the story of Anton LaVey is a really interesting story and how it all came about. So if y'all want to research that and all that. What's some, if people want to know more about the church before we move on here, what's some good places they can go to check out some stuff?
The best place you can go to learn about Satanism is the Church of Satan's website, which is churchofsatan.com. There's a wonderful FAQ up there, which we talk about ad nauseum on the Twitter feed because people don't seem to want to go fucking read it. Where they would much rather just ask us the same basic questions over and over again. And then get all pissy when we just refer them to the FAQ. No, go read the fucking FAQ, stupid. It's really, so churchofsatan.com. And of course you can pick up Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible. You can pick up High Priest Gilmore's Satanic Scriptures. It's another fantastic book you can read to learn more about Satanism. Really anything by Anton LaVey, anything that's put out by members of the church is a good place to start. But definitely start with the church's website and the Satanic Bible.
Awesome. So moving to everybody's favorite subject, porn. Dave'sCustomMedia.com. I guess recently here in the last couple of years, you've started your own production company. Tell us more about Dave's Custom Media and what you guys provide people.
Dave's Custom Media is owned by myself and my wife, Heather Height, a.k.a. Heidi Knights. And what we do is we produce custom adult and fetish videos for consumers who are out there looking for something in particular that they can't quite find elsewhere on the internet. So they can reach out to us and say, hey, I want to see a scene with, you know, girl X and girl Y and guy Z doing whatever, and we'll quote up a price and they will pay us and we'll film it. We also produce our own films, our own concepts, release them through various mediums, our website, clips for sale, mini vids. And most recently, we just came back from the 2018 Fetish Awards in St. Petersburg, Florida, where our film Nadia and the Therapist won the award for favorite fetish full-length feature. So we're nice. Super excited about that. Which it's basically the Fetish Award equivalent of Best Picture. So we're pretty sparked about that.
So the fetish, like FetishCon, what is it like? I mean, if somebody's going to walk through there, what would they expect to see?
Well, you're going to see, you name it. models and producers. It is open to the public if you buy a ticket. So if you go down there. Next year, it's basically a giant party where adult film producers and models get together and party and make porn and have a good time. It was a blast. There was a dungeon. There was like a 3-day pool party. It was so much fun. My tan is just now starting to peel off.
So you guys do fetish and stuff like that. Obviously the internet's saturated with porn, every kind imaginable. How do you find that affects your business both, you know, positively and negatively?
Well, it's part of the reason why we went into the custom business, because porn has become so democratized through sites like Pornhub. Just Pornhub basically built their business on the backs of stolen content. So what producers have taken to doing is narrow casting their productions literally to an audience of one. where you literally reach out to individual porn consumers and say, hey, if this, we could produce this for you. Because ultimately the porn buying public is becoming smaller and smaller. And it's really becoming a labor of love. It's not the industry it was 40 years ago or even 20 years ago. You pretty much at best, unless you do something truly, truly remarkable, you can pretty much at best to hope to make a decent middle-class living making adult films, which is really all I'm looking for because I genuinely like doing it. I didn't get into this business to get rich. You know, I did it to be able to just pay my rent and not have to work a day job. So if I get that far, I'm happy.
Yeah. I know I got into the podcasting business to get rich, and so far it's been pretty disappointing.
I left the podcast business for that reason. Yeah,
it's not easy. I do a lot of other stuff besides that to keep everything together. So I imagine that obviously there's a line when it comes to requests, like there's things you guys won't do or wouldn't consider. What exactly is the cutoff for what you guys would consider for, like, you know, somebody requesting a paid customer, say?
Obviously nothing illegal. That's goes without saying. That's obviously sickos who request things like kids or animals. That's, you know, those people are fucked up. Beyond that, as long as it's legal, I don't see a reason why we wouldn't. We've never really been approached about doing anything that outrageous. Most of the stuff that we've been approached has been pretty standard fare. You know, a lot of spanking, some breast worship, scent fetish, you know, smelly armpits and stuff like that. Smelly, you know, smell my ass, you know, shit like that. So we've never really gotten a request that's been all that really outrageous. I know some models who will go so far as to do, like, you know, Scheiße porn, you know, the German stuff with shit, like bullshit. I'm not saying I wouldn't. It'd probably cost the customer an arm and a leg.
Yeah, that seems pretty out there. I guess there's certain things that are more popular. I know that, you know, stuff like feet fetishes and all that stuff's been very popular. What's the most popular request that you all get?
Oddly enough, the thing that, and we literally just released this to the public a couple of days ago, and it took off like wildfire. It was a custom request for extreme breast worship. You can see the trailer for it on my Twitter, Dave's Custom XXX. It's called Extreme Breast Sucking. It stars Nadia White and Nicole Paris, where basically the girls are just literally sucking on each other's breasts to the point of distension. Like they're just stretching the breasts out. And we did that for a client. And generally when I shoot something for a client, I like to give the client at least a month to where he or she's the only one that has that. And then I'll release it to the general public through our stores. And so we released it to the public like 2 days ago. And I'm blown away with how well it's done. A better launch than most anything else I've ever done. So I was kind of shocked by how well that's doing, because it's such a specific thing. Like, it's literally to pull on the breasts to the point where they're distended and look like torpedoes, and then to pop the nipple out of the mouth and make that popping sound. was something that the client was very into. And then it's doing gangbusters for us on the internet right now.
Yes, the amazing thing about the internet, obviously we talked about, you know, the technology allows us to do this, but just the ability to find pretty much any audience that exists out there, it's really incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. And that's sort of been that's sort of what inspired me to get into this in the first place, besides having a general love for smut, is that the filmmaking in general, both adult and regular films, it's become so democratized. The price of equipment has come so far down, and technology has advanced it to the point where literally anybody with a $1,000, $2,000, can make a cinema quality motion picture. It's pretty remarkable. And of course, the caveat to that is anyone can do it. So there's no filter anymore for what's good and what's bad. You know, we all like to complain that there were gatekeepers, you know, preventing certain people from getting into various aspects of the entertainment industry. Well, there was kind of a reason for that. It was to make sure that the product that was getting put out was good. And so now that the floodgates have been opened and literally anybody with a DSLR can make a quality HD motion picture, there's a lot of garbage out there.
Yeah.
And so it's up to the consumer to really wade through tons and tons and tons of media to try to find out what it is that they like. And it's also on the onus of content creators to really try to break through the noise and find their audience. It's the proverbial blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely obviously been the same in, you know, like podcasts and obviously pretty much anybody has a podcast nowadays, and it's created a lot of noise, especially I've been doing this regularly for the last 7 years, and then the noise ratio has just gone up and up and up, and you just got to do more and more and more and get in front of, you know, you got to put your name in front of more people this year than you did last year just to keep your, you know, your current audience and your current levels. It's like you said, it's definitely a blessing and a curse, but it's allowed me to make a living here sitting in front of a computer, so it's definitely an awesome thing.
Yeah, I mean, and again, if that's as far as you get, then you're doing so much better than so many other people, because you're literally you're getting paid and you're paying your rent doing what you love.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than that.
Oh yeah. Well, I sit here in air conditioning and smoke weed and write and do podcasts. It's definitely a great thing.
There you go. I mean, I point a camera at naked girls and say, okay, tickle each other, and they do it, and it's wonderful. Yeah. What I've always wanted. And so it's kind of the most, one of the really remarkable things to me in 2018, and you know, part of the reason why I kind of struck, I've been doing this now for about 6 years. Dave's Custom Media has only existed for about, I want to say, a year and a half. Prior to that, we produced stuff under my wife's model name, Heidi Knights. It's still primarily where the bulk of the income comes from, is from her clip store. But it's amazing to me how in 2018, how folks my age, I'm 41, and porn is not a young person's game anymore. It still very much is, but middle-aged folks, there's a place for us. we're in vogue right now. Dad bod is in. So I've actually awesome. Gotten Good in front hear. Of the camera a few times. Yeah, exactly. So I've gotten in front of the camera a few times because suddenly it's now kind of, I'm attractive. Who the fuck knew? So it's there really is, you know, if you're out there and you're a sexual person and you've always thought about wanting to do this, there is a place for you in this business. You can make money.
Oh yeah. So, I mentioned, weed. We always ask about weed. What's been your, experience with marijuana? Are you a regular smoker, a non-smoker, you know, all that stuff?
No more or less than anybody else when they were in college and whatnot. As a Satanist, I tout the public line that we are a law-abiding organization. If it's legal in the area in which you live, have at it. Obviously, doing things illegally is not conducive to a satanic lifestyle, because having your ass tossed in a 6x9 cell is not the way to indulge yourself. So from a standpoint of that, you know, the Satanists, the Church of Satan, has always pretty much had a stance of being patently against illegal drugs. Anything that's legal in your neck of the woods, have at it. With that said, we're all adults. We all make our own choices, and you do what you do, and, you know, should you get caught, you accept the consequences. The primary reason for the the policy is that so that people can't say, well, this is part of my religion. We're not going to back you up on that. You can't sit there and say, oh, I'm smoking weed is part of my satanic religion. No, it's not. And you make a choice as a human being. You accept the consequences if you get caught. And that's really all there is to it. I personally have no issue with anybody who smokes pot. It's whatever. Have at it. It's certainly less harmful than drinking, which is perfectly legal. From a medical standpoint, obviously the medicinal qualities of it are well documented. And I personally have no issue with it. Just other than legality.
Yeah, definitely the most dangerous thing about marijuana, has been said, is the legality of it. And as far as the religious aspect, I can say, as someone who's followed the cannabis community and written about, you know, these things for many years now, the religious defense has not gone well in court. It's been struck down pretty much everywhere it's been tried, whether it's Rastafarians or anyone else. It's not the road to go down. That's for sure. If you're looking for making marijuana legal or making your own use legal.
Yeah. As far as legalization, I'm for the legalization of all drugs, because again, as an individualist, your body is your body. Have at it. Do what you want.
Absolutely.
You know, and again, you accept the consequences, whether they be legal consequences or physical consequences. Whether you obviously you can't overdose on weed, but other drugs you can certainly. Your body, your choice. It's your personal decision. Have at it. Again, it's not worth the legal risk. I've got too much going on in my life to risk it just to sit back. I'll go meditate. I fully support legalization. I think people should be able to do what they want with their bodies, but until that day, it is what it is.
All right. So, before we let you go, when people want to find Dave's Custom Media, obviously davescustommedia.com, they can find all the links on there. What are some other places that people can find you, like on social media and all that?
Social media, Dave's Custom XXX on Twitter, Dave's Custom Media on Instagram. You can find us on Clips for Sale, Many Vids, I Want Clips. You can find our movies on Adult Empire and Hot Movies if you want to rent them VOD. To see our movies, the cheapest way is the cheapest way you can see our films, is to go the VOD route, either through Adult Empire or Hot Movies. And there's links to all of that on the website, davescustommedia.com.
Awesome. So again, David Harris, thank you for coming on the show. And if you ever got anything to promote or whatever, or talk about, let us know. We'll have you back on.
Thank you very much for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, ma'am.
Take care.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planted Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. Anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. We love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our Planet Everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 3. We're live on August 19th, 2018. We stream hour one of a two-hour show live every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus 420. If you want the full 2 hours of the show on video, you have to be an awesome person. You also have to be a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show in full video glory. It's the only way you can get hour two on video. Hour two tonight, we have Snapchat surgeries. People having surgeries to look like Snapchat filters. We also get that crazy fucking ants versus wasp thing. Also, celebrity news. Fucking Angela Bassett. She's hot. 2 Chainz. Story about 2 Chainz. You gotta fucking see a story about 2 Chainz. And Sharknado. More Sharknado is back. I've never seen any Sharknado movies. I've seen clips. I guess the clips everyone else has seen, but I've never actually seen the movies. Apparently, there's 6 of them now. If you would have asked me how many Sharknados there are, I just said, I don't know, 3? No, I'd have been fucking wrong. There's 6 Sharknados. I guess the other one's debuting tonight, I don't know. You better be watching me instead of watching the bullshit. But I will talk about Sharknado in hour 2. Also, classic clip, a very old clip, Ghost Hunters. Stern Jesus Show, Ghost Hunters. Just a bunch of great stuff. But now, It's time for a segment we like to call Profiles in Death. Of course, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, recently passed away. It's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. Myself and St. Peter, we've gotten up to a lot of shenanigans in those 2,000 years. Not only that, a lot of that was spent in radio. We spent many, many decades in radio, bouncing around the country to various jobs. So it's been a long 2,000 years. We've done a lot of stuff. And if you don't believe that, don't question Jesus, you motherfucking blasphemer. Don't question Jesus. Anyway, when someone passes away or someone has passed away a long time ago, whenever we feel like telling their story, it's usually people who have recently passed away. If myself or St. Peter came into contact with that person at any time, we tell that story in Profiles in Death. I never had the chance to meet Aretha Franklin, but St. Peter did. Met her at some radio gig or giveaway or something. I don't know what it was. I wasn't there that day. I guess I was off doing something else and not meeting Aretha Franklin, but St. Peter met Aretha Franklin. Not only that, St. Peter wrangled a date with Aretha Franklin. It's safe to say that St. Peter has some jungle fever. Well, anyway, I knew that he went out on a date with Aretha Franklin. This was 1969. That's right, 1969. Again, don't question Jesus. I had a very bulky recording device, so I had to put it behind a water cooler so I could talk to St. Peter about his date with Aretha Franklin. I recorded that. I played it on the air back then with the bleeps, because there was a couple, you know, that's how I think Peter said shit in one time. But it's uncensored. The first time ever, me questioning St. Peter in 1969 about his date the previous night with Aretha Franklin. And again, the quality is horrible. It was 1969. The recording device was behind a water cooler. I did the best I could. I'm not a miracle worker. I'm just Stoner Jesus. So calm the fuck down. Anyway, here now, uncensored, from 1969, me talking to St. Peter about his date with Aretha Franklin. Again, I apologize for the audio. It's the best I could do. It was 1969.
All right, Stoner Jesus here. I'm in the mighty water cooler here at KLOG. Los Angeles, got a little bit of this recording equipment hidden behind the water cooler. Hopefully that, when I stand away and St. Peter's like close, it'll pick up what we're talking about. He's going to be here any minute. I told him to come meet me by the water cooler. Tell me about the date he went on last night. Went on a date last night with the amazing singer, the award-winning singer, Aretha Franklin. And, St. Peter loves black women. He loves talking about black women. He loves just getting real detailed and, like, you know, nitty-gritty and down and dirty talking about it. Something he can't even talk about, and he's not going to know he's being recorded. And it's going to be hilarious. I mean, it's, you know, everything St. Peter does is hilarious, but this is extra super-duper hilarious. Something for us to play on the air. Oh, here he comes. Okay. All right, here he comes. All right. Recording on a good spot. All right, okay. Hey, Peter, what's up? How's it going, man?
Oh, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
We're chilling here by the water cooler.
Yeah.
You know, as they say.
Yeah, see that? I see you're chilling.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Groovy.
It is groovy. Yeah.
So I heard you went on a date last night, St. Peter.
I went out with Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
Yeah, man, it was crazy.
Really? Aretha Franklin? Well, yeah. That's pretty top notch.
Oh, man, she's so hot, and you're big milky titties and whatnot. And,
yeah.
And all that, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. You got some crazy shit, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm sure you do.
I'm right in agreement with you. Am I right?
What?
All right.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So what'd you all do? What happened on the date? Give me the deets.
Oh, I went like picked her up at like her place and like took her to dinner and whatever and just like started plying her with liquor, like just tons of liquor, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like tons of liquor to like, you know.
Yeah, that sounds sounds about right.
The more liquor I gave her, so like the more she liked me and the more she was into it, so I kept giving her more and more liquor. She was like plastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, Jesus, you're keeping me up. Anyway, I took her home and like we started doing it and I started pulling her clothes off and whatever and she was pretty drunk, boy, but I got them big monkey fucking titties out. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Crazy big titties.
Really?
Big titties, Jesus.
Really? That is, something.
I mean,
that
I got
is
the,
something.
I got the jungle fever. As they say, Jesus, we just went to town, man. She started, like, licking my feet, like, licking my toes and stuff, and, like, sticking my toes, like, all in her mouth, and, like, licking my under my feet and the soles of my feet, and then, like, she'd, like, start sucking on my toes like they were sticks or whatever, and it was crazy.
You know, here we are. Oh, man, I just realized it's another time for us to go do the show.
No. So, no, we got like 20 minutes.
No, no, no. We got a lot of, yeah. We got a lot of show prep. We got a lot of stuff we got to do. Okay. Yeah, so let's wrap. We'll cover this story later.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah. Go. Go in the studio and start getting ready and get the prep work going.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Jesus. I'll see you in there, man.
All right. Man.
Have a good show today.
Yeah,
all right.
Man.
All right. Oh, holy crap! Holy crap! Things went awry there at the end, but that's actually pretty good. St. Pierre, went to Franklin. That's some hardcore shit. How the fuck do I turn this thing off? How do I turn?
There you go. It was hardcore shit from 1969. My clip interrogating St. Pierre about his date with Aretha Franklin. May she rest in peace. That's Profiles in Death on Aretha Franklin. With a clip from St. Pierre from 1969. After his epic date. Thanks everybody for checking out the show. It's the end of the first hour. It's the end of the first hour live stream. Go find hour two. Which is chapter 2, verse 3. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. Social media links, sponsor banners. The YouTube giveaway is coming up. That page will be on there. Stoner Jesus Show live page has all these live streams linked. Go check it out, StonerJesus.net. Of course, hour 2, if you want video of hour 2 coming up, become a patron, patreon.com/StonerJesus for 20. Audio, of course, free, as always, on StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all those places. Go check it out. And keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. That's how we reel them in. It's your job to get them here. It's my job to reel them in. That's what I'm doing. Fisherman of podcasting, video, stream, video on demanding shit, whatever the fuck I'm doing here. Bro, don't forget, every Sunday night, at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and Periscope, we stream the first hour live. Thanks, everyone, for checking out the show. Hour 2 coming up. Go find it on StonerJesus.net. Become a patron to see Hour 2 on video. Tons of great stuff. Snapchat surgeries. Angela Bassett is fucking old and she's hot. 2 Chainz has a tiger. It's Sharknado. So much shit coming up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.